think you've talked about this in the past, but you got the playoffs real quick, Super Bowl, and then it's been a long time, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time since 2002. You know, my third year. Go to the Super Bowl, and last year was my first winning record since then. So this is special. You know, this is it's not easy to get in the playoffs. You know, I told the guys in our little special teams meeting, you know, don't take this stuff for granted. You know, these chances don't come around too often. You know, I had veteran guys like Rich Gannon, Jerry Rice, Tim Brown tell me that, and I didn't listen. You know, I took it for granted my first 3 years, and it took me a long time to get back.
You, we were talking to Cushing and some of the other guys, but if, as a veteran, when you don't get this opportunity very often, is it you have a job to do, but you relish the moment as well?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I don't let moments like this slip by. You know, I don't know how many more I'll get. And, this is what you play for, to get to the postseason. And we're in it, and, you know, you never know what could happen.
What has it been like for you to watch a transformation of this team from where you
started? Well, it's been awesome. You know, when I got here, on paper, and I guess what the team had looked like before I signed as a free agent looked like a playoff team. Then also we go 2-14 after starting off 2-0. I mean, that was hard to swallow, you know. Kind of looking around like, man, I didn't think this was how it was going to be. And to watch, you know, everything kind of come full circle, and now we're back in the postseason, and, you know, it's something that we're all excited about. Sad losing Dwayne like that, but, guys put in a lot of work, but, you know, we're all proud of what we've done and turned this thing around from 2-5 to a postseason team.
Jalen Strong was talking about how he knows to appreciate the playoffs because the last time you went to the playoffs, he was like 8 years old. Yeah. Is it funny to think about it like that?
Yeah, it is. It's one of those things. I hate the fact that I am that old, but, you know, it's good. You know, I try to talk to Jalen as much as I can. I think Jalen's come a long way since day one. From camp and when we signed him, and he's come a long way. He's been a great player, and he's getting it now. You know, for a young guy to get it in his first year, that means he's working on it. So, yeah, it's been a long time since I've been in the postseason, and yeah, some of these guys, yeah, we're young.
What do you remember about your first playoff game?
It was exciting. I believe it was, it was a home game because I know we had the bye that year. The Jets, I believe you're right. And the game seemed to go fast to me. It's like you don't wait around to make something happen. Make something happen right now. And because it seemed like the game went by fast because it's one of those things you don't have a schedule to look forward to. You don't have another opponent the next week unless you take care of this one. So there's nothing to look forward to. Therefore, I felt like it went fast, you know, and I remember that. And I remember, you know, even playing in the Super Bowl, I felt like it was a quick game, you know. And granted, we got beat pretty bad, but, you know, that you have to enjoy it right away and get after, you have to play well right away. It's not like, if you don't, it'll slip by you.
What did you see when Nick's hitting the ball, especially this past game and recent games?
Yeah, Nick is, I tell you what, man, he's hitting the ball well. You know, he's hitting it way better. I mean, not way better. He's hitting it better than when he first got here, for sure. I think that comes with confidence with the group, with our little, you know, us three in the operation, and he knows what to expect from me. I know what to expect from him. Kind of figure out what's going on. But I think he's come a long way. He's hitting the ball really well. I was very surprised on the miss because he hit the ball square. It sounded good. And surprised.
I didn't mean that.
No, you're fine.
In that Super Bowl in 2002, mm-hmm. Would it ever cross your mind that it would be this many years until you'd be back in the playoffs?
No, I mean, it never would have crossed. I thought it, you know, I went my first 3 years, so yeah. I thought for sure I was going to be back before now. Yes. I mean, that's over a decade ago. So, but, you know, like I said, I'm not going to take this one for granted. You know, I'm very happy to be in the postseason. But kind of like Bill said last night, we're not playing just for that hat that we won last night. Granted, I'm going to appreciate that one, but we'll see how it goes.
Hey, what's a guy like Brian Peters meant to what you do this year? He led the NFL in special teams tackles, and he was only here for 12 games.
I've kind of been mad at the Texans for not finding him a little sooner. That guy's a hell of a ball player, man. You know, I got to play with some great ones in Oakland. He'd be one of those. And he gets it. He's fast. He's smart. He's instinctive. He's a special teams player that's at the very top of the line.